I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
We've been getting through a lot of this lockdown stuff with Netflix.
Yep.
You know, so many people are taking time, John, to learn a new skill, to read. Why not take the opportunity to brush up on some classic films you may or may not have ever seen?
Hope and George, two of our colleagues, are spending this time going through the AFI list for movies they haven't seen. You and Summer do a lot of viewing of classic films, too, on Netflix, which is where we're picking off.
Sometimes when you're scrolling through it under your own profile, you don't, it just feeding you certain titles. But if you do a search on classic movies on Netflix, a number of things come up. First of all, right out of the gate, the first three movies that pop up are Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's great.
Now, if you want to go back and see Scorsese at his best, you can watch Goodfellas. It's probably the, other than The Godfather, the other great gangster movie of all time.
You might turn to Paul Thomas Anderson.
Ooh.
And There Will Be Blood.
Tootsie. I think people have this sort of simplified view of it is so rich and complex. It's not just about a guy who starts dressing in drag to get a part. All kinds of personal consequences, personal change happens. Got a lot of Oscar nominations.
I think many of your friends have probably said, my favorite film of all time is Shawshank Redemption. If you finally figured you better come to terms with Shawshank, it's on there.
Right.
And you might also say the same thing for Blade Runner. You think everybody's seen it? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure everybody has.
Yeah, and probably a lot of younger audiences aren't quite aware of just how influential the production design was, the tone of the movie.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? And that's as close as you'll get to actual black and white on Netflix. Sidney Poitier, Katharine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy.
We thought we were so cool because we had a black man leading the film.
Great actor.
Yeah.
So many great performances.
Dirty Harry. You need to see Clint Eastwood cementing himself into our culture.
Yeah, transitioning from his spaghetti westerns into this more urban setting. It is a dark movie. There's some humor in it. The movie politically is fascinating. A classic horror film, Rosemary's Baby. Young married couple moves into this apartment building. Weird sensation that Mia Farrow gets. The neighbors are slowly trying to do some number on her. She doesn't know what it is.
And if you want to see the conjunction of forces in our culture, we'll take a look at Her, Roman Polanski, and Woody Allen. Now, my favorite film of the 90s, The Crying Game. Dark film. One of the very first ones to hit straight on transsexuality.
Yeah.
To define love in a completely different way.
The way we think about gender and sexuality.
There are two other Tom Cruise movies. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love
and
it.
Magnolia. I'm ending on one that nobody has probably heard about in our audience.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Nazi movie, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, interesting.
Vera Farmiga
is
the lead in this. Her husband is in charge of the concentration camp.
Okay.
And it's only across the way over the woods. The little boy thinks there are people in their yard playing in their striped pajamas. It's just kind of a sweet musing about everybody kind of trying to understand what was going on.
Interesting. One that I just think is underrated. You couldn't do any better for a movie that's just truly American and heartwarming and hopeful. The Natural.
Very good choice. Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. It's springtime, baseball season. Now, I know a lot of people complain that it's nothing like the novel. I couldn't care
less. I'm with you. In fact, I go out of the way not to read a novel before I see a film so that I'm not corrupted.
And you know, when the two things can exist independently, enjoy one,
different.
Enjoy the other.
They're completely
different. I love
different.
Robert Redford in this movie.
Yes.
I love the message of this movie. I love the sort of mythology of it. And the Randy Newman score, long before he was the voice of Toy Story, the theme of Toy Story.
That's right.
He scored this film, and it's one of the great scores. You'll hear it. You'll instantly recognize it having been stolen and slapped on a number of trailers. And
excellent choice.
There you go.
But that's what we're paid for.
Are
classics.
I don't
cinema
remember.
Classics.
I don't remember having
Well, that's
been
because.
Paid.
But. No. If we're still going to be in this pandemic for a while, you could do worse.
Yeah.
Then sitting down and looking at some of the classics we have suggested.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.